Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Definitely my favorite time each week. I love this half an hour. I love doing this show. I really love doing it on the holiday. And I loved going into the ocean Thursday morning. Thanksgiving morning, nice and early. Dark gray skies. Remember, it was pelting rain. There I am out in the cold Pacific. It was cold. It was under 60. I mean, the water temperature was under 60. I wished it had been under 50. You know, the water temperature, that's the only reason I wish, in a sense, I was north. Other than that, I love this Mediterranean weather down here. But that morning, it wasn't so Mediterranean, right? Thanksgiving morning, just the other day. So I'm in the water. Now, of course, it's pelting rain, which is the best time to be in the water. Except, yeah, you got to deal with this thing called runoff, right? All the garbage in the streets gets dumped into the ocean, and generally it's not a problem. Except, I didn't know it, but that morning it was a problem. Not because of the runoff, but because we had a massive sewer spill. Raw sewage off some golf course in Laguna, in South Laguna. Some main broke, some pipe broke. Now, there were no signs at the beach. And I'm in the water. Now, I'm loving it. But I got this funny feeling. You see something inside me? It's like, there's something off in the water today. Because I'm thinking a runoff. But it wasn't runoff. As it turned out, it was a couple of million gallons. So, first they said it was 4 million. Now, in hindsight, they're saying 1.4 million gallons of raw feces, etc., sewage, spewed out into the ocean very close to where I was swimming. You know, and so I'm coming out in my bathing suit. It's pelting rain. The wind's blowing. Love it. I feel warm. You understand? All you people who are listening and cringing, I feel warm in that. And it's not because I'm Superman, even though maybe I am. It's not because any of that. That's what happens. It's a health practice that works. You'll see why we're doing this, why I'm talking this way in a moment. So some lady pulls up in a car. Now, there's no one there because it's pelting rain. The wind's blowing. People aren't out because it's Thanksgiving morning anyway. And she pulls up in her car and she says, you know, there's been a raw sewer spillage. You better go disinfect yourself, she says. And of course, you know, her license plate, I can't tell you because of confidentiality what her license plate was, but it was a little nutty. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm nuts. Maybe she's nuts too. And that's why her license plate says something nutty. But I won't say what the license plate said. Point is, I didn't know whether to believe her. There were no signs. Sure enough, the minute I got out of there, got in the car, Googled it up, and sure, it was all over. Wednesday, the day before, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the main broke. And they still don't have signs posted at the beach? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? At any rate, why don't I care? Why don't I care? And this is the whole show. I don't care so much. And I don't want to say that too tongue-in-cheek. Because I'm from the East River in New York. East River, New York. You know, people swim the East River, right? The London, right? The London Channel there. Over between England and Ireland, is it? The English Channel. People swim that. People swim the East River. In New York, people swim across the East River. Do you know why they don't do that anymore? If you swim in the East River, at least this is 10, 15, 20 years ago, you die. Health officials will tell you, you swim in there, you die. That's always been the rap about the East River. My parents, my father, not my mother, he would swim in the East River. As kids in the 30s and 40s, you'd swim in the East River. Those waters got so polluted, you couldn't swim in them. I'll tell you another story. It's a holiday, so it's story time. Years ago, I had this guy come up to my office. He sits down, and he's a business guy, and he goes all over the world, and he tells me this story. Check this out. You're going to love this story. The guy's on the Nile River doing one of these vacations, you know, see the world. And he's out in a boat, and he sees the crocodiles and the whole thing, Nile River. And I guess he's doing it low budget, and the boat catches fire. Check this out, true story. The boat catches fire. So he's freaking out because he thinks he's going to die. And so he tries to dive off the boat into the Nile. I mean, that's reasonable. And his guides, the guys that he paid, you know, on the tour, don't let him do it. He flips out because he thinks they're nuts. And they knock him out. They whack him right over the head and knock him unconscious. He wakes up at the shore. They put the fire out. They made it. He just flipped out. You know, some dude from, you know, industry didn't understand how to keep his cool in a fire. Understandable. So he's at the shore. He's been whacked over the head. He's obviously safe. They put the fire out. And of course, he says, "What'd you hit me for?" And they tell him, "Had you jumped into the Nile, you are dead. And not from crocodiles. You are dead from pollution." You got to understand me, because all this goes running through my head like in a bullet, instantaneously. This story, the East River, the whole thing. And then I don't know if you ever saw the George Carlin skit. Carlin's talking about these idiots that are like so germophobic, you know? These bean counter types. And Carlin's, in his wonderful way, don't you miss George Carlin? Carlin is saying, have you ever heard of, and of course he's funny, the immune system, he says. And he talks about being a kid swimming in the East River. Of course, this is perfect for me to hear. And he says, haven't you ever heard of the immune system? And that's today's show. The immune system. You don't have an immune system, you're going to get the flesh-eating bacteria. You don't have an immune system, you're going to be the odd duck. You don't have an immune system, you're going to be the one out there in the water that day, and you're going to get hurt. I had a guy call me from Hawaii. He called me from Hawaii the other day. And he says he's got this terrible infection in his leg. And he sends me a picture of it. And he says that everyone in Hawaii is getting these infections because his staff and strep in the water in Hawaii, in the tourist area, where you should be going in because it's Hawaii. It's why you go there. And he says you can't because the water is too filthy. He tells me this. And then he sends me this picture of his body. It was his arm, and it's got this ugly looking pustulous infection, and he can't get rid of it. And he goes to the MD, and the MD like blows a whistle, and all these people come in and take him away to some farm somewhere and try to cut his arm off. No, just kidding. But the rest of it's true. And that's the word. We put these little toilet paper, we put these people in to society. We starve them. They're not strong to begin with. They're growing their bones off depleted soil. Then we put them in electromagnetic fields that paralyze your immune system, by the way. And then we wonder why the microbes are eating us. Guys, I got to tell you, I've been around enough in the academic game to tell you, the microbes in the end will win. if we nuke the world tomorrow, if there's Noah's flood tomorrow, if an asteroid or a comet hit the world tomorrow and blow the earth to smithereens, the microbes will survive. If you really get into the genetics, the genome of E. coli and these various other bugs and how they flip and mutate and the rest of it, it's fascinating. I'm so fascinated, I want to write a book on plasmids. Go look up plasmid. That's where my head's at. What's a plasmid, man? We've been visited, no doubt. You get in tune with plasmids, you know something's come here from outer space. There's no two ways about it. The microbes are going to win. But, there's one thing that God gave us, and that's an intelligent immune system. And you have to know how to supercharge your immune system. Today's show, show 445, how to supercharge your immune system. Not the stupid baloney that everybody else tells you, you know, down a few supplements kind of garbage. All right. And I only say that because if that's what you're doing and you're not sleeping and you're not eating and you're not exercising and you're not doing some of the things I suggest, you're not going to supercharge anything. So, yeah, you get a little help from this herb and that herb. And I'm going to tell you some herbs to take. But it's not going to cut it. You're still going to get the flu. You're still going to get the cold. You're still going to get the flesh-eating bacteria. You're still going to get sick. You're still going to be growing broccoli spears out your head when you swim in the ocean and it's filthy. These things are still going to happen if you just depend on supplements. So, just so everyone gets this straight, supplements are good. I use them with my clients. Supplements are God's gift. Plants help us. Companies that make good supplements do us a service. But, if you believe the hype behind the sale of the supplement, which means you don't have to do anything else but down that supplement and you should get some return on it, you got to be really careful with that. You're definitely not going to supercharge your immune system. Now, what do I mean by supercharge your immune system? Okay, let's get into it. And the practices behind supercharging your immune system. Now, for the first of the year, I'm going back to a half an hour on the air and a half an hour privately, meaning on the website. So when you get to the website, you're going to hear the first half and then the second half. And I'm going to start back with pictures. And I'm going to start with webinars. Too much demand. I have to give in. The world has changed. Nobody wants to drive anymore. I'll be doing webinars, but not for my regular students. They have to come here. They're not invited to the webinar. If you can make it in person, you do it. But for those of you out of state, out of the country, and there's enough of you, webinars. We're starting the first of the year. Maybe a little before, I don't know, but we're definitely doing it. So some changes in the format. If you can get to the website today, straighttalk.cc, not .com, two T's, straighttalk.cc, show 445, supercharge your immune system. This works, right? That's the mission statement of the show. If I tell you this works, it works. Because I'm not making any fortune doing this as far as selling stuff on air and making myself $50,000 a show. Forget it. It's not my ticket. When I find out how to do it, I'll do it. But I'm not selling herbs or anything. Knowledge. Get to the website if you can. If you're driving, pull over. Drink your coffee, eat your donut, and look at the website. You can get it on your cell phone. You can get it on your computer. Show 445, all right. Look at picture number two. Look at that lovely woman in that ice water. Do you know what happens to your macrophages? Do you know what happens to your NK cells? Do you know what happens to your white blood cells? You can see this. I'm talking see this under a microscope. They become aggressive. They become supercharged. They are like they're on steroids. That woman is doing that. And when she gets out of that ice water, she's going to go into a nice scalding hot banya. Look at picture number 5. Look at that. You see that? That's not the inside of an electric heater. In that brick oven there are rocks. You know, like when they cook your pizza. There's rocks. Those rocks are red hot. Those rocks are giving off a heat with a special vibration. And you're sitting in that wood, or you're sitting in rock, however you construct it. And it's 200, 220 degrees in there. And then, now go back to that other picture there. That woman in that ice pool. You see? That's what she's doing. She's doing a hot cold therapy. A real one. Not the one of the, you know, before the shower's off, you let yourself do a little cold water. It doesn't really work so hot. You can go into the ocean. It's going to be cold this winter. You can go off into the ocean and then you can go and scald yourself in some hot sauna. You can do it anywhere. Go up to Malibu. Come down to Orange County. Go over to San Clemente. Go off the San Diego coasts. Go into the hot springs. Up in Idaho, in Ojai, you've got hot springs, sulfur springs at about 105. And then you've got ice cold streams right next to it. You do that. You do some variation of that. You look into it. And when you go in, you look at your blood. People that measure aggressivity of the macrophages and the immune system in the blood, they're all running around like wild animals. I do this. I measure it. I see the changes in people. So supercharge your immune system. Here's one. Develop that kind of a practice. Here's another one. Picture 3, hydrochloric acid and mineral therapy. There's the book. Walter Bryant Guy, a medical doctor. Again, guys, before pharmaceutical companies enslaved medical institutions. You understand that? You understand who you're listening to? You understand who you're listening to when the guy in white says, well, based on our blah, 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 blah. You understand who you're listening to? You're listening to a guy that's following the standard of care in his profession. And his profession is owned by the pharmaceutical companies. It's all business. Just like herbs are all business. So don't trust that anymore either. Trust no one. Ask questions. Use your common sense. But back in the day, before the AMA was owned by pharmaceutical companies, you had medical doctors. And these guys were using natural means to cure people. And they wrote books. I call it the Golden Age of Medicine. It was 1850 to 1930. That was the Golden Age of Medicine. You know why? Because we had enough technology, enough good science, enough scientific method, enough technique. And then we had a lot of medical doctors who didn't know about drugs because there were no drugs. We didn't get into drugs until the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. You didn't get mass production of antibiotics until the early 40s. Before that, no one had drugs. So medical doctors wrote books like this guy, Walter Guy Bryant. Get the book. Get into this stuff. If you mix hydrochloric acid, like the digestive type, which, by the way, is the body's disinfectant, and you mix it with potassium and you shake it up and you drink it to a straw, it supercharges your immune system. That really works. That's radical. This show is a radical approach. Radical because nobody's really working along these lines, and so I call it radical. It ought to be mainstream. Hydrochloric acid and mineral therapy, if you want to do something for your immune system. Now, what about the intestines? Do you know most of the immune system's already in your intestines? So let's just do some math here. You go out there swimming in the ocean, and some sort of a bug gets into your system. You go to a foreign country, right? On a honeymoon trip, and some bug gets into your system. You put your hand on the bathroom door, and some bug gets into your system. You have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you don't, you know, some bug gets into your system. Bugs get into your system. They're everywhere. You're not going to get away from them. So they get into your system. And a mass percentage of your immune system is in your intestines. Why? You've called it there. Why have you called it there? You've diverted your troops into the intestinal tract because you eat Taco Bell or all sorts of other things you think are okay, but they're garbage. When you burden your digestion, you shunt. You send to your gut all your immune system, and so there's nothing left in your blood. Think about it. It's just math. You got 100,000 troops. You need 50,000 of them to patrol the blood or wherever else. But no, because you like to stuff your face over Thanksgiving until you're going to burst. Or you've got lots of habits that challenge the digestive tube. You send out of that 100,000, 95,000 to the intestines. In fact, it's so bad you give yourself a low-grade fever. Yeah, look it up. Low-grade fever off the back end of most of what you eat for breakfast today. Check that out. And you only now have 5,000 troops when you were supposed to have 50,000. How do you think you get these weird things? The digestive system. That's why we ought to be fasting once a week, twice a week. You can stuff your face the rest of the week. Drink your coffee. Smoke your cigarette. But once or twice a week, don't do anything but drink water. Mix it up like that. Keep your weight on. But once or twice a week, give it a break. Now, if you factor something like that in, factor in hot cold therapy, factor in HCL therapy, you're on your way. You will get real result. And then you can do something that almost sounds like I'm supporting herbal therapy, which I am. Mushrooms. Mushrooms. Oh yeah, I eat mushrooms in my omelet. I'm not talking about those mushrooms. I'm talking about the mushrooms like reishi, like coriolis, like shiitake, like maitake, like cordyceps. I'm talking about those mushrooms from great companies. Premier Research Labs is a great company. Dragon Herbs is a great company. Mushroom Science does a decent job with the mushrooms. Maybe Paul Stamets does a decent job. I've done shows on this before. I don't want to fully get into this, but use your common sense. Acquire a diversity of mushrooms in a cocktail because the science is clear. The beta-glucan content of a mushroom, grown hopefully wild, if not correctly, and then extracted in whole form, though, meaning broken down so you can absorb it, supercharges your macrophages. It's the easiest experiment to run. Anybody denying it is just a boob. We've run great double-blind placebo studies. And you can see it under the microscope. And if you do it, it works. Herbs do work for these things. And one of them is to supercharge the immune system. Herbs without the other things? Now you get my point. No. There is nothing more anti-flu, antiviral, anti-anything. Take my word for it. Than going out when it's 40 degrees, diving into a freezing ocean, and feeling your body get warm in it. And when you get warm in that environment and you come out, better yet, when the rain is pelting down on you, or hopefully the snow, and you feel warm in that, you ain't getting sick. I kid you not. All of Northern Europe understands this. Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia. I didn't discover this. Wim Hof. Look the name up, Wim Hof. He's telling you this. This stuff works. We ought to have these sorts of places springing up in backyards. Springing up at spas. As long as the public wants it, it'll happen. Then the stupid lawmakers, well, they have a competitive edge if they back up what the public wants. And all of a sudden, the laws will allow the construction of these things. And we don't have, down here in Orange County, good versions of this. Your health spas down here don't really offer a lot of this. Yeah, you got a steam room in Equinox and a steam room at the iSpa. These are garbage. You don't really have cold pools. The steam rooms are not Banya. They're not up at 180, 190, 200. You see what we're doing? We're painting a picture here. This is the real stuff. Supercharge your immune system. This is the real stuff. And the last one I'm going to leave you with is sleep. Sleep. You watch little kids, I watch them all the time. They're getting sick. You know what they do? They sleep 16 hours. Some little boy last week talking to the mom, same thing. Kid's getting sick. Everybody's sick. The kid's feeling like he's a little bit sick. What does his mother tell me? He's been sleeping 16 hours. 16 straight hours. That's what nature does. That's what animals do. That's what people should be doing. If you sleep deep, if you sleep dead, if you sleep in the earth and add what I've spoken about today, you're on. If you're lost in the labyrinth of health, which you may be, and you need more education that works, call 714-850-1007. Call, make the appointment, come in. Get it going. It's going to save you money in the long run. See you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.